Israel launches retaliation in Gaza. A ministry broadcasts hope. Christians reach out to prostitutes and oppressed in India. And ministry growth takes a baby home toward new development in Kenya. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Israel launched retaliatory strikes at Gaza for a series of rocket attacks late last week. The sudden upsurge of violence threatens to unravel what remains of a five-month-old ceasefire. Keeping current on what's happening is important to those trapped by the fighting. Sat7's David Harder says that's how their satellite broadcasts often help.
We do get responses from people living in very difficult places who tell us how grateful they are that when they can't go outside, that they can watch Christian broadcasts, and they can watch Sat7, and they find it very encouraging to hear hope.
Harder urges prayer for the remnant church in the Middle East.
Arab Christians do feel very isolated. They do feel like the West has forgotten them, so they would ask that people in the West would be praying for them as they face these very difficult challenges and as they wonder what will happen next. And it does provide added motivation for our staff to make programs that would encourage people who are watching.
Meanwhile, according to statistics, India has 5.7 million people with HIV/AIDS. By 2010, it could be 10 million. Much of that's being fueled by prostitution and human trafficking. Partners International is helping Indian believers address these issues through Oasis India. The ministry's president is Vasu Vittal.
India has 1 million prostitutes, 500,000 of them in Mumbai. Over 60% of them are HIV positive. National AIDS Control Organization says 15% of Indian men visit prostitutes.
Oasis is reaching out to victims, but not alone.
We partner with the churches and work alongside the churches to provide vocational training, education, healthcare, counseling, and most of all, share the love of God with them.
Partners International mobilizes prayer and financial support for Oasis. The organization's primarily working in Bombay, Bangalore, and Madras. You're listening to Mission Network News. Members of a network of Baptist churches in Kazakhstan are facing more problems. They refuse to register with authorities because they believe it leads to state interference with their activities. Fines have been increased, and members believe it was done to crush their activities, calling it economic war. Forum 18 reports authorities are handing out fines, confiscating cars, washing machines, and even pigs when they refuse to pay. Other organizations are also feeling pressure. Please pray. Elsewhere, there are millions of orphans and abandoned babies in Kenya. World Gospel Mission's Tim Rickles says their baby center in Ngada is making a difference for some. It's a new venture for both WGM and the Africa Gospel Church. Their team's currently caring for 24 babies with the aim of getting an adoption program launched.
We're really hoping to find Christian homes to put these children in. That's one of the things that the church is wanting to see, a home with Christian love, and so they would find Christ through that. And, of course, the influence of loving care and young children begin to get the picture of Christ as they see people work there with them.
Rickles says to support their growth, they're recruiting professionals to join their team.
We're still constructing the facility. We've got a bottom floor done. We're going to be doing a second story. So they're getting groups together for that, as well as funds to underwrite the cost of this. These children, of course, have no one to fend for them, and so we have to fund that from here and from the church there in Africa.
And Grace Ministries International is asking for prayer for their 27 pastoral students in Tanzania. They just finished their final exams in the second two-month module and will be home with their families for a break until early June when the next module begins. From those who finished the first cycle, 27 went on to study at a pastoral college. Please pray for the families of the teachers and students as they study God's Word and train to be students of the Lord in churches. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call 1-800-995-4828 for information. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.